Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com. Empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful Monday, February 3rd, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. We've got great things going on at Women About Biz, from our Making It Happen coaching program that is going to be going on starting on February 17th to our 100K campaign. Awesome things happening. We've got women really signing up and sharing information. And also our Empower for Women program is off the chain. You know, women are making money. You guys need to jump on board. And, of course, I'm going to be sharing a little bit of information with you later about our powerful Empower Gold membership at Women About Biz, which combines both our gold membership and an incredible five-tier affiliate system that helps put money in your pocket, help you to fund your business. So get ready. I hope you have pen in hand, because we've got information that you are definitely going to be able to put to use in your business and in your personal life right away. Now, our hot topic today and for all of this month is Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. Now, we've did this topic before, but this is such a powerful, powerful topic that really every year there are a lot of dynamics, a lot of things that change with this particular topic, a lot of new things that I learn, a lot of wonderful and interesting people that I meet. So I am very, very excited about sharing some of the new things on this particular subject of Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. And what do you need to do to create a wealthy mindset? You know, out of all of the various forms of wealth, because there are different forms of wealth, okay, the two top most powerful forms of wealth are, one, spiritual wealth, okay, because when you're at one with God, when you're at one with the Creator who made you, who created you, and you understand that, it gives you so much courage, so much more power, so much more understanding. And then the second powerful form of wealth is mental wealth, okay? And, of course, spiritual wealth works a lot with that. You know, you were pre-installed with everything that you needed to be successful in life, but a lot of the times, based on our environment, based on naysayers and people that we meet, all of that gets in the way and clouds life up. And as a result, it causes us to form negative habits that really contribute to our mindset. So all this month, during the month of February, we're going to be talking about wealthy woman, wealthy mind, and literally the power and the passion to make it happen for yourself. Listen, you know, we could read books all day long and gain so much valuable wisdom from a lot of different people. Someone could literally hand us the literal keys to wealth. But until you get your mindset together, until you understand just how much power you possess in your mind and how to use your mind for good and for creating your joy, your abundance, your peace, it's just not going to happen. And many of you who are listening today are probably shaking your head in agreement that, yes, there are some things that I need to change about the way I think about myself, the way I think about my mind, and it's so very, very important. So this is a hot topic, and it's a great time for you to go ahead and flash over to another line and share Successful Woman Radio with a friend, an associate, a family member, a woman that you know needs encouragement, needs motivation. Have her to dial into 347 347-637-2589. Again, have her to dial into 347-372-589. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and this is me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I'm very, very excited also because this is our 7th year anniversary at Successful Woman Radio. 7 whole years. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads of our show over this time period, and we've had so many women to email us and really just express their appreciation for us putting this show on. And so I want to just give a big shout-out to all of you, our longtime listeners and our new listeners, and just say thank you so much for being a listener on the show. It is a true blessing, and we really appreciate it when you share the show with other people and bless the lives of other women, because there are so many women out there that are truly looking and searching for answers and looking for a way to improve their lives. And that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about. We want to literally, through this radio show, we want to literally provide you with tools and resources that you can use to really grow your business or start a business or improve your life from a personal development standpoint. So again, make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday this month as we discuss information on how you can achieve wealth through your mindset. And of course, it's achieving wealth through your mindset that is going to allow you to also achieve financial wealth. And I think, you know, again, I can't wait to talk about it a little bit more, but this is just one of those things where a lot of women are just not getting it. They are just not getting what is required of them to literally make powerful changes in their life and business. But, ladies, you know what? We could go around the tree talking about this for years to come, but still the same thing results, and that is until you are ready to embrace change, until you are ready to really start making things happen mental-wise, you're not going to see a whole lot of results business-wise, okay? So, again, if you don't have a pen and notepad in hand, it's time to go get one. And, of course, make sure you mark your calendar for February 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th at 12 noon Eastern Time, and that way you automatically know that you have blocked out this time to empower yourself to really get some tools and resources that are going to help you to make it happen, to move to the next level. It's 12:07 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Also coming up on the show, we've got some other great things that we want to share with you today. We also want to share with you happenings at Women About Biz. We've got a lot of wonderful things going on. And we're going to share with you also today how you can become a gold member, which is so incredibly powerful and advantageous for you to be at this year for sure at Women About Biz, because we've got an incredible new coaching program, group coaching program, that's actually going to last 12 weeks from February 17th through May 5th. And so you definitely want to be in on this, because it is all about how you can make things happen quickly in your life and become that six-figure woman. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Also, I have a book excerpt for you today, Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. We're going to be talking about self-confidence. Since we're talking about the mindset, it's important for us to understand the power of self-confidence and how we need to develop that skill. And then, of course, last but not least, our hot topic for today, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, Unleashing Your Power to Claim Your Wealth. 12:09 after the hour, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. Don't forget to share the show. You can flash over on another line or simply go online, or if you're in front of your computer or smart system now, just simply let everybody know to dial in at 347-637-259. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I want to talk about our overall theme this year, and I want to talk a little bit about why this theme is so very, very important. Our theme for the whole entire year at Women About Biz is the power to change. And change is so very, very important, because if we're unwilling to take action and to make a move in our lives, then we are really just going to allow our talent and all of our potential to lie dormant. You know, one of the most powerful quotes that changed my life is by a gentleman that I admire incredibly, and he is probably one of the most prolific speakers that I have ever heard, and I'm talking about no other than Dr. Miles Monroe. He's the author of several books, but one of the books I'd like to recommend that you get is called The Power of Vision. Again, The Power of Vision by Dr. Miles Monroe. M-U-N-R-O-E, and this man is just so profound in everything that he says. But I listened to him in a live conference one day, and I listened to him talk about the power of vision. And one of the things that he said really stuck out in my mind, and I would like to share it with you. As he was talking about all of the incredible talent and potential that we have to do things immeasurable in our lifetime, things that we couldn't even believe that we actually have the power to do, he said that the graveyard, however, is full of untapped talent, full of millionaires, full of billionaires, okay, with the exception that they never saw it through. So they were never able to actually receive the millions and billions. They were never able to see the results and all of the fruit of their potential because they refused to change. They never took action. And so no one can take that spot. In other words, he said, no one is going to be able to take your place. Once you have left this world, there's not going to be anyone that can take what belonged to you. It will just be dormant. It's going to die right along with you. And how sad that is, that we have so many people that have gone days, weeks, months, years, and yes, even decades, and not made a change in their life. So today I want to encourage you to make a change in your life. But to do that, you've really got to ask yourself some questions that are going to help you to start making those changes, okay? So I want to share with you just a few questions to really help self-examine yourself and to figure out what is it that you need to change about yourself this year that's going to help you to move forward and start seeing results. Okay, here's the first question. What results did I not see but wanted last year? Okay, what results did I not see, okay, but wanted last year? This is very, very important because you've got to first evaluate where you've been and what didn't happen. And there were some things that you wanted to happen. You probably thought about it as the new year rolled in. You probably thought about goals and different things that you had hoped you'd accomplish last year, but you didn't get it done. What were those things? What was the results you wanted to see, but you did not make it happen, okay? The next thing that's very important is, what would you like to experience, okay? What would you like to experience in your life and business this year, okay? That's very, very important, because if you don't know what your vision is, then that is going to stop you right there. See, one of the things that I've learned is that we really cannot jump on the bandwagon of other people's visions, other people's dreams, and just because something sounds good or you got excited about an idea doesn't necessarily mean that's truly what you want to experience. So you need to take the time, even if it's setting a day out of your calendar, even if it's taking one of your vacation days and really just getting to yourself and really examining, you know what is it that I want to experience in my life and my business, let's say within this next 3 to 6 months? What is it? And that's very important, because until you have that answer, you're not going to be able to make some changes, right? Very, very important. Here's the next question. What habits do I, what, and I want to give a adjective to the word habit, okay? So what negative habits do I have, okay, which is very, that hold me back from changing? What negative habits do I have that hold me back from changing? Okay, so here's the one thing you need to know about habits, okay? Habits are not good or bad, but they cause negative or positive effects, okay? And this is what you need to understand because, you know, we hear the word poor habits or what have you, but actually what may be a good habit for one person may not be a good habit for the next, okay? So habits basically cause positive or negative effects. So what you're trying to do is identify the habits that you have that hold you back from making positive changes in your life. What are they, okay? Do you procrastinate? Do you not practice time management? Are you not organized? Do you make false promises to yourself and to others, and has that become a habit? What are those habits? I'm going to be giving you some more questions on next Monday, but these three questions are questions that I really would like for you to ask yourself this week as we embrace the power to change all year in 2014. And I'll go back over these questions quickly. What results did I not see but wanted last year? What would I like to experience in my life and business this year? And what negative habits do I have that hold me back from change? And in other words, again, what habits do I have that bring about negative consequences instead of positive consequences? Think on those three questions and try to answer those questions today or later this week, because I think that they will have a profound impact on your life. Now, what do you do once you come up with the answers? Okay, well, you're going to drive the opposite from whatever those answers are, except for the second question. In other words, in the first question, what results did I not see but wanted, whatever results those were, you need to ask yourself, is that still how I feel? Do I want to carry those goals over to the second question? What would I like to experience? What, you know, so you have to ask yourself that. If they were results that you really didn't want to see, or you figured out it was really a false feeling that was what you wanted to see but not really, or your ideas or your vision has changed, then that's fine. But you still need to know what was it that you were wanting that you didn't see, okay? Moving on, I want to share some information with you about happenings at Women About Biz. And, oh, boy, do we have a lot of things going on. I am so very, very excited about all of the wonderful things that God is allowing us to do at Women About Biz, and we are just having a lot of women join. We're having a lot of women email us and share that they are just really happy with the direction that we're taking the network. And so it's just very, very important that you stick with Women About Biz. Make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com, the website, at least 2 to 3 times weekly, because there's that many changes going on. Also, you want to make sure that you're participating in our social network. So with that said, let's get moving with what's happening there. Okay, first of all, I want to share with you information about our 12-week group coaching program. That's why we've got a special, special treat at Women About Biz all the way from February 17th through May 5th. And what I'm talking about is our Making It Happen group coaching program, helping you to target your business goals now and becoming that six-figure woman that you need to be. Now, special group coaching session. For those of you that might be gold members, normally we have a group coaching session twice a week for our gold members. But this year, for this from the 17th through the 5th, we are having a special 12-week group coaching program. That means every week there's something going on for our group coaching sessions, and it's absolutely awesome. So get ready for a life-changing and business-altering group coaching program, again, like no other. I would like to introduce to you, again, Making It Happen. And, of course, it's all about ridding yourself of procrastination, negative habits, and the I can do it all by myself mentality. And it puts you into embracing a power of focus, goal setting, delegation, outsourcing, and taking action mentality that will turn you literally into a six-figure woman. Now, just imagine how it would feel to know that you can accomplish any business goal you set your mind to and the energized power that you feel once you have all of your aha moments to how to actually make six figures a year. You'll be able to, in this incredible coaching program, to come up with money-making ideas and see them put to action quickly, make better use of your time and money, feel in control and not overwhelmed, generate more income faster, and feel empowered knowing that you have the power to, again, accomplish any goal that you set your mind to. So this 12-week program includes so much, and we have it in full explanation and laid out for you so that you can see what it's all about. Again, it's from February 17th through May 5th. Now, listen, I have associates who we all have participated in group coaching programs of this magnitude that we have paid more than $3,500 for, and the program didn't last 12 weeks. It only lasted maybe 6 to 8 weeks, okay? This is a 12-week group coaching program that I am doing that is literally only costing you the Gold membership, which is $59 monthly, and you get so much more than just the group coaching in our Gold membership. So you really need to go ahead and sign up for this as soon as you possibly can. Now, I do want to let you all know that we only have 20 spots for this program, 20 spots, and I believe somewhere between 10 and 13 spots have already been taken. I'm not sure. I think I saw a couple more registrations come in this morning, but you need to be paying attention to this because this is absolutely incredible. Just to give you like the first four to 5 weeks of what's going to be happening in these group coaching sessions. Week one, it's all about understanding how to generate a six-figure income, what goes into that. In week two, it's moving forward, setting your 90-day vision. That's right, we're going to get right to it and prepare your 90-day cash flow so that you'll be able to set your sales goals and know what you want. Week three, creating your blueprint, your Make It Happen strategy, understanding how that's done. And we're going to give you the forms and the worksheets to do it so you're not by yourself. And then week four, declaring your goals and knowing just how to implement your marketing strategy, which is so vitally important. And then in week five, establishing tasks to support your goal, okay, and learning how to work your way through challenges and solutions, okay. And just one more I want to read to you about week six, which is delegation and the power in outsourcing. So we're going to show you how to stop trying to do everything yourself and show you how to truly be the CEO that your company deserves and that you need to be, right, through delegation and the power of outsourcing. We're going to tell you wonderful techniques in how to delegate, how to outsource your social media, how to outsource an automated marketing system. We're going to talk to you about all of that, and I'm going to show you exactly just what I do. So if you haven't signed up for that Gold membership, I want to encourage you to do so. And again, the Gold membership is only $59 monthly. And I just want to tell you what all the Gold membership includes quickly. This information, because I have a lot of people that ask about the Gold membership and from the show, and we talk about it from time to time, but I really want to let you know the power behind this membership. So the Gold membership is, again, like no other. It's a twofold system. We call it Empower for Women. And in this twofold system, the first side of the Gold, which is the Gold membership, provides you with group coaching, personal development courses, web hosting, and a WordPress website, Women's Entrepreneur Training Program, which we do once per quarter, the Empower Funding System, which I'll share with you in just a minute, full access to our social network, which means you can promote your business, connect with women around the nation, develop and establish new business relationships, and possibly do some collaborations, business downloads and templates, how-to articles and reports, member discounts on events, business services, and so much more. A very, very powerful membership, all for $59. And, of course, group coaching alone by itself is often anywhere between $500 to $1,200 a month. So, again, to be able to get this magnitude, this incredible group coaching system that we're giving you, the Making It Happen system, over the next 12 weeks from February 17th, again, through May 5th, is absolutely incredible. And I can tell you right now, I have really put my heart and soul into this, and I have dug out all of those 2,500 and 3,500 training programs that I've been through that have helped me, plus what I know from my failures and bringing it to make me more successful. All of that stuff is going to be the whole kit and caboodle is going into this 12-week program. So, again, I want to encourage all of you who are listening that if you have not signed up for the gold membership, again, which is only $59, then you really need to do that, okay? But when you do that, you automatically can register at no additional cost for the Making It Happen 12-week program. Now, with that said, I told you that this whole system that we have called Empower for Women, which includes the gold membership, has a second side of the system as well, and it's called our Empower Affiliate System, which is a five-tiered affiliate program, and it's actually a business opportunity. What happens is when you share with other individuals, women, about our gold membership and they become members, you actually receive monthly residual income, okay? And by doing that, when you share it with them to do the same, through five affiliate levels, you are going to make monthly residual. And so through this program alone, it gives you the potential to make $80,000 in residual income every single month and anywhere in between. So we do exactly what we say we're going to do with our affiliate system. We pay on the 15th of every month. So, again, you guys need to embrace this and move forward because we've got so many awesome things going on at Women About Biz. Another thing that I'm very excited about at Women About Biz is our 100K campaign. Of course, many of you who are longtime listeners may have heard me mention this late last year, and moving on into January, I've mentioned it. But this is a really special campaign because our goal is literally to bring in 100,000 members in the Women About Biz private social network. So you can just imagine the power that that does when we're all working together to share information and encourage others to join our private network. We can, you know, not only promote our business, but we can share resources. We can do incredible collaborations. We can extend our contacts and connections. So many more things that we can do when we work together, okay? And one woman working together with all of the other women within our already existing network can make it happen because women are signing up left and right, you know, every single week. And so, again, we want to encourage you to be a part of this movement and to share it with other individuals through your social networks. Now, we've got directions on how that can happen, and all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouth over community, and click on 100K Movement, and from there you can learn everything you need to. There are five simple steps that you need to take to be a part of this wonderful and phenomenal campaign that we're doing, and I hope that you guys truly understand the potential in the network having 100,000 women who are all believing in positivity, believing in sharing with one another and doing things to help one another. I think that's incredible, okay? So, again, make sure that if you are already a member of Women About Biz, go ahead and make sure that you have an updated image of yourself and you've completed your profile. If you have not joined Women About Biz, then go ahead and do so today. And that way we can embrace you, we can start sharing, we can start collaborating and doing things that's going to help you to start to grow your business. 12:29 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. Coming up, guess what? I've got a book excerpt for you From Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. And it's all about self-confidence, which is so very, very important, okay? And again, for those of you who may have this book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich, because I've referred it to several people on the show, this is starting on page 260, okay? So if you have a pen and pencil in hand, you'll even get some really good nuggets from what I'm about to read from you now. As you know, Napoleon Hill is probably, again, another prolific speaker. This incredible man was born with a humble life, okay? He didn't grow into a wealthy family or anything like that, but he has certainly been blessed throughout his life, and of course, he left behind incredible books, incredible things that we all need to take note of about how to improve and how to change our lives. Okay, in his book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich, he talks about self-confidence and said, this term is self-explanatory in self-confidence. It means that to achieve success, you must believe in yourself, okay? But this does not mean that you have no limitation. It means that you ought to take inventory of yourself, find out what qualities you have that are strong and useful, and then organize these qualities into a definite plan of action with which to attain the object of your definite chief aim. He says, in all the languages of the world, there is no one word that carries the same or even approximately the same meaning as the word faith. This does not necessarily refer to faith in a higher power, yet if there are any such things as miracles, they are performed only with the aid of super faith. The doubting type of mind is not a creative mind. Search where and how you may, and you will not discover one single record of great achievement in any line of endeavor that was not achieved in imagination and brought into reality through faith. To succeed, you must have faith in your own ability to do whatever you make up your mind to do. Also, he says, you must cultivate the habit of faith in those who are associated with you, whether they are in a position of authority over you or you over them. The psychological reason for this will be covered thoroughly as he talks about the law on cooperation. And again, this is covered in his book. Doubters are not builders. Had Columbus lacked self-confidence and faith in his own judgment, the richest and most glorious spot of ground on this earth might never have been discovered, and these lines might never have been written. Had George Washington and his compatriots in 1776, he says, not possessed self-confidence, Cornwallis' armies would not have conquered, and the United States of America would be ruled today from a little island lying 3,000 miles away in the east. A definite chief aim is the starting point of all noteworthy achievement. But self-confidence is the unforeseen force that coaxes, drives, leads one on and on until the object of the aim is reality. Without self-confidence, no achievements will ever get beyond the aim stage, and mere aims within themselves are worth nothing. And I think, ladies, that you really need to hear this because this is so very, very important. It's, you know, we have really got to rid ourselves of this crappy fear. You know, it happens to be like this number one thing that every woman, she can't describe why she's not making things happen for herself, but she knows that it has a lot to do with fear. But it is lacking self-confidence that you literally deserve this, okay? And I agree with him when he says, you know, we can aim at our vision, aim at our goals all day long. We can aim at whatever it is that we want in life. But if you lack the self-confidence to make it happen, guess what? It's not going to happen, okay? And as a side note, because recently I've been talking with a lot of our members who happen to be in the business model of network marketing, and no matter what they say as to why they can't seem to make their business work, I'm really realizing that it really has to do with self-confidence. And what I've discovered is that the women who are rising to the top in any type of sales position, It's all about self-confidence. It's because she believes in what she's selling. She believes that she has the power to talk to others and to sell effectively and close those sales. It's because of her self-confidence, and that's what a lot of us need to have more of. He says in his chapter about self-confidence, fear is the main enemy of self-confidence. Every person comes into this world cursed to some extent with six basic fears, all of which, he says, must be mastered before one may develop sufficient self-confidence to attain outstanding success. He says the six basic fears in life are, number one, the fear of criticism, ill health. The fear of poverty is number three. The fear of old age, the fear of loss of someone or the love of someone, and the fear of death. He says these are what he calls automatic fears, meaning, you know, these are natural fears that occur throughout our lifetime. But he says space will not permit a long description of how and where these six fears came from. In the main, however, they were acquired through early childhood environment by teaching, the telling of ghost stories, discussion of hellfire, and in many other ways. Fear of criticism is placed at the head of the list because it is perhaps the most common and one of the most destructive of the entire six fears, okay? It is said that fear of public speaking is the most common one of all, and clearly fear of criticism is at the heart of it. No matter how urgent one's message or how much a job or sales depends on it, the same damp palms and halting speech afflict board chairpersons and even the school child, okay? That is the suggestion that the speaker visualize the audience naked is something that a lot of speakers are learned to do to help them to relieve their fear. It remains the fact that fear is a self-centered one and is brought on by pure vanity. Knowledge of this basic fear of criticism brings vast fortunes to the manufacturers of clothing each year and costs timid people the same amount because most people lack the personality or the courage to wear clothes that are one season out of style. To some extent, the basic fear of criticism is employed by manufacturers of automobiles who design new models every season so as to satisfy the status seekers and those who depend on outward shows of success. He goes on to say that before you can develop self-confidence sufficient to master the obstacles standing between you and success, you must take inventory of yourself and find out how many of these six basic fears are standing in your way. A few days of study, thought, and reflection will really enable you to lay your finger on the particular fear or fears that stand between you and self-confidence. Once you discover these enemies, you may easily eliminate them through a procedure that will be described later on. And, of course, in this book, he shares with you about eliminating all of those fears and understanding that. So that's the end of this excerpt. Good information on self-confidence, but I want to go a step further and just make my own commentary on some of the things that he goes on to say in the book, okay? You know, in the first part, he talks about the fact that faith carries the same or even the approximately the same meaning around the world. But he says that it doesn't necessarily refer to faith in a higher power, okay? But what I want to clarify for you in the context of what he's talking about here is he's saying that the type of faith that you need is the faith in yourself as well. But I want to say that until you understand having faith in the higher power, God, until you understand that God is our creator, until you understand that he pre-installed in us to be successful, it's very difficult to really have the type of faith that you need to have in yourself to make things happen. Very, very important. And I think loving yourself has a lot to do with having faith in yourself. And loving yourself doesn't always mean doing everything that you want. It means doing what's best for you. You know, Jesus himself even tells us in answering to the Sanhedrin Council, and they asked him, you know, you think you know the scriptures, you think you know everything. What is the greatest commandment of all? And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul. And the second, and we need to really understand, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, here's what's so incredible about this second command, because he brings it up for a reason, I believe. And I think there's so many reasons in this one statement that he says is because he says to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, you need to understand that he doesn't say to love yourself because it's already pre-installed. God already pre-installed you to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you're going to do what's best for yourself. You're going to have high self-confidence. You're going to have faith in God. You're going to have faith in yourself. And you're going to believe. You're going to have unshakable faith. And you're going to believe that you can accomplish anything that you actually set your mind to, right? So again, when he says the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, here's the beautiful part of that. God wants you to love yourself first. He realizes that you must put the air mask on yourself first before you can put it on anyone else, right? You must help yourself first. And I think so many times we're so busy because, remember, women sometimes have this mindset of being that helpmeet, of being that servant and helping others and doing all these things for others, our children, our spouses, and everyone else, that we forget about ourselves. But here in this passage, Jesus is clearly saying that you got to love yourself first before you can love your neighbor. You're no good to anyone if you are not loving yourself first, okay? So you must really understand that self-confidence, really, as a baby, we are pre-installed. We were given self-confidence, but because of our environment, our self-confidence many times is broken down, and we take on the fears of our parents, we take on what people say, what we're exposed to, and it pushes back all of that natural self-ability and self-confidence that we need to be successful, to have abundance in life. And so, again, I want to encourage you because I talked about the fact that our theme for this year, for the whole year, is the power to change. I really want you to examine those questions that I gave you this week to look at how you might be able to change. And again, the three questions were, one, what results did I not see but wanted last year? Two, what would I like to experience in my life and business this year? And, you know, just go out 3 to 6 months with that question and answering it. Number three, what negative habits do I have that hold me back from changing my life or my business? So, again, these are things that you have to do. You have to examine yourself and be prepared to evaluate where you are have been in order to know where you're going to go. It's 12:42 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Coming up, we're going to be talking about our hot topic, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, and, of course, I hope you have pen and notepad in hand. If not, where have you been? We've been giving away some good information today on the show, and you need to be using it to help you to be a more self-confident person and to get more in tune with who you are and what you need to do for your life and for your business. Well, you know, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind is really all about understanding how powerful the mind is, and that once you learn how to achieve mental wealth and spiritual wealth, then guess what's going to happen? Financial wealth is right behind you, okay? It's coming up. Mental wealth is the ability to enjoy and experience a high level of satisfaction in where you are now in this time and space, even if you don't have all of the desired financial wealth you want. Let me repeat that, okay? Mental wealth is the ability to enjoy and experience a high level of satisfaction in where you are now in this time and space, even if you don't have all of the desired financial wealth you want. Now, this level of mental thinking and being can lead you to financial wealth rapidly, and this includes to the ability to achieve a lot of other things in your life as well, okay? Now, to achieve this high level of mental being, It requires you to willingly accept that there are life habits and beliefs that you must change in order to move to the next level. And I just want to, again, go off on a side note here because, as you know, over 25 years, I have coached and helped other women in accomplishing their goals and in making things happen for themselves and starting or growing a business. And I do see a lot of commonalities in us as women, and I see that a lot of the times we don't want people thinking that we don't know how to do something, especially other women, or we don't want people to think that we're not on our A game, that we are not up on things. And so as a result, we have a tendency to falsify information or to make a person that we're talking to think that we have it going on more than what we really do. And I just want to say that's very dangerous, okay? Even when I'm coaching other people, I find women put up their self-defense, real quick, you know, when I ask them questions about have they done this or that or are they going to do it, a lot of the times they really dance around it because they don't want to say no. They don't want me to know that they're not where they need to be. But I can't really do good coaching. I can't really do productive coaching unless they're literally extremely honest with me about where they are. And so I'm saying that because you have to be extremely honest with yourself in order to really experience mental wealth and to really allow it to change your life positively. You have to be brutally honest with yourself, even to the point of where it hurts. And you have to admit things to yourself that you dare not even admit even in your thought process. But you do have to go there in order, okay, in order to have mental well, I see so many women who seem so excited about all the wrong things about acquiring material things in their life or having experiences in their life. And longtime listeners, you may have heard me talk about this before, but a lot of women talk about the fact that they're going to go on this magical vacation when they, you know, literally when they are able to retire or when they get a better job. Or you hear women talk about they're going to get this six-bedroom, six-car garage home one day when they get wealthy. You know, you hear them talking in those terms. And so this is what you need to understand, and this is a good application of what mental wealth is all about. Mental wealth is about enjoying the state of being exactly where you are. Because until you do, you can't move on to other forms of wealth, okay? And that's what you need to understand. And so what we need to be trying to correct is understanding how to have mental wealth now, regardless of how much money is in your checking account, regardless of how much money is in your purse, or how many credit cards you have, or the type of home you live in. You need to be understanding how to enjoy mental wealth now. So a person who has high acute mental wealth would not say that they're going to wait until they purchase a six-bedroom home, a six-bath, six-car garage home to enjoy their home. A person of mental wealth is going to say, I am going to fix my home, the current home that I have now. I am going to fix it up and redecorate it and design it in such a way that when I walk in, it gives me a feeling of joy. It gives me a feeling of wealth. If I want to feel like I'm walking into a hotel, then that's how I am going to design my home that I have now. I'm not going to wait until I get another home. I'm going to deal with what I have now and embrace the wealth and the ability, the power that I have now to make wealthy, mental wealthy changes now. That's how a wealthy-minded woman is going to think, okay? And so that's where we are wrong in our mindset at, is that a lot of women think that to think wealthy means to think on things higher than what you already have. But in actuality, to think wealthy really means to be wealthy in the state of being that you are in now and to function in that wealth, which in turn is going to take and carry you to a whole nother level. Listen, I know what I'm talking about because I have had clients who have literally redesigned their homes and fixed their homes up like they wanted to. And after they did that and got all of these incredible comments from people, they didn't even want to move out of the home to a larger home. They realized that really what the state of being that they wanted was to have an environment that made them feel joy, that made them feel abundant. So, again, you really need to pay attention to understanding what mental wealth is all about. It has nothing, okay? It has absolutely nothing to do with receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars, although we're going to talk about that. And it has nothing to do necessarily with you moving into a huge home or having a whole bunch of material possessions in that way. It has everything to do with you understanding that in the existence that you are in now, that there is a shift in your mindset that can occur that allows you to enjoy your life in an abundant manner right now, okay? So what does that have to, what does mental wealth have to do with financial wealth? Well, here's the big answer to that. Financial wealth cannot be enjoyed or received until you understand the power of mental wealth, until you understand that you possess the power to have mental wealth, and mental wealth in turn gives you more power to do more things abundantly and immeasurably. Until you understand that, it's very difficult to achieve financial wealth, okay? Because when you get money, it only enhances what you already enjoy. Bingo. So therefore, the name of the game is that you need to really be preparing your mind and your mindset to be wealthy in its thought process. Now, there are some things that you're going to have to do to make that happen. And so that's what I'm getting ready to talk to you about now. So here we go. First of all, the first thing that you need to do is you need to evaluate your belief system. Again, you need to evaluate your belief system, okay? We all believe a lot of different things, okay? We believe things because of what other people say to us, and the words sound convincing and sound logical, so therefore we adopt and embrace that belief. We believe in certain people because of the way they look. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are who they say they are, but that's how we do. We judge things by the cover. And so what we need to understand about the belief system is we need to start digging beneath the cover of things to truly understand whether or not the belief that we're getting ready to adopt and embrace for ourselves is something that can help us to move to the next level positively in our lives and in our businesses, okay? And this is very important for you to understand. And if you have never evaluated and asked yourself the questions of why you believe the way you believe, then now is the time, because this is really the first step to unleashing your power to claim your mental wealth, okay? So you have to evaluate your belief system. Now, how do you do that? Well, you simply start asking yourself, what do I believe? What do I believe about money? What do I believe about wealth? What, and you have to be very, very truthful. What did you learn about wealth growing up as a child? Did you learn in church that money is the root of all evil and it's bad, so you feel guilty every time you get a little bit of money? Did you learn from your parents that, you know, you need to get what you want now and don't worry about saving or investing? What did you learn about money? Okay? And how has it impacted your adult life? So you need to look at that. What do you believe about our credit card system? Do you believe credit cards are good for you, or do you believe that they really have a negative impact on your spending habits? What do you believe? Do you believe you have the power to be wealthy mentally? Do you believe you have the power to attract and manifest wealth in your life? You have to determine what it is that you believe, okay, because it's your belief that's really going to help you to have a wealthy mindset. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you don't believe that you were born to be successful and be wealthy, then that's where you got to start, right there, because until you embrace and adopt new beliefs in your life and rid yourself of beliefs that are not moving your life in a positive and spiritual way, then nothing is going to change. And, of course, this year it's all about change, right? Absolutely. Here's number two. To unleash your power to claim your mental wealth, you need to deal with any pain or challenges that you currently feel about your financial status, okay? You're just going to have to deal with it. You know, some of you listening may be in debt. Some of you listening may not even have enough money to pay your cell phone bill or may not have the money that you need to make it happen even tomorrow, okay? I understand that. Been there, done that, okay? I might be making six figures now, but it hasn't always been that way, okay? And I have been a millionaire twice over and have proof to show you that, okay? However, lost it, okay? So I know what I'm talking about. I know about dealing with pain, and I know about dealing with challenges, and I know what it's like to have to write a check at a check cashing place just to get you through next week. I know what it feels like to not have enough money to pay for your web hosting or your website. I understand it. I know what it's like. And I'm going there and exposing myself because I want you to know how honest I have been with myself. I'm so honest with myself that I can easily share it with people now. There was a time that I dare not have shared this kind of information with anyone, let alone on a national live radio show. But I'm at that point in my life where I'm honest with myself, and so should you be. Number one, you need to, in dealing with your pain or challenges, you need to make a vow to yourself, okay? You need to make a vow that you're going to not feel bad or feel guilty about where you are financially, but that you're going to move forward and you're going to seek out the resources to help you get there. The second thing that you need to do in dealing with any pain or challenges is to take action. You've got to see a budget counselor. You've got to make a commitment to paying off your bills and figuring out how that's going to happen. And if you have a savings and you're in debt, guess what? You're actually losing money by keeping that money in your savings, especially if you're paying high interest rates. Some of us now are paying as high as 30% interest on credit cards, and we need to really get those cards down, okay? So you need to figure out ways to make that happen. And the next thing that I think is very, very important in unleashing your power to claim your wealth is start practicing your true power, okay? When you get your finances in order, when you develop your mental wealth and you start living it, when you remove yourself from negative environments and negative people that cause your power to weaken and die out, guess what? It's not helping you. So the first thing you've got to do to unleash your power, to claim your mental wealth, is to really take care of these things. Again, evaluate your belief system. Deal with any pain or challenges that you currently feel about your financial status. And start practicing your mental power by getting your finances in order, paying yourself first, developing your mental wealth, and start living it. Remember, and I want you to truly wrap your mind around this definition of what mental wealth is. It's your ability to enjoy and experience a high level of satisfaction in where you are now in this time and space, even if you don't have all of the desired financial wealth. Okay? So if there are things in your life that you don't enjoy, that you are not really reaping positive benefits from, so you need to rid yourself of those things, right? And what should be left behind are the things that you enjoy. And I'm going to let you know, if you're working full-time and you're in a job that's totally making you depressed and stressed all day, every week, and you, your mind is constantly on, you can't wait till the weekend. And then when the weekend gets here, you're all you do is talk about how you hate to go to your job the next week, then I'm going to let you know what you need to do now is pronto start making a better plan to move and transition into another job and start looking at how you can create a business or enhance the business you have to bring in more income for yourself, okay? As Les Brown says, show me an unhappy person, I'll show you a person who's not happy with where they are in life. And that can happen.